Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Ethan Bartlow out of the University of Washington got his debut against Inter Miami. He joins us now. Ethan, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I would imagine a week of training after that win, your debut going 90 minutes and a 3-1 win in Miami, it becomes a nice week.
I've kind of been over the moon since Saturday night, almost into Sunday morning, I guess. Great experience, great night, and it was awesome to pick up the win.
Look, you were a high draft choice. This wasn't easy. You had a pretty severe injury. You fought through that. You were on the club last year. Sometimes you feel out of sight, out of mind when you're injured. So this really must have been a really satisfying moment, yet one that you have to stay grounded with.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year definitely had its ups and downs, and I guess more downs than ups at a lot of times. Definitely satisfying, definitely a weight off my back. And I'm just happy that I could help the team when the team needed me.
So in this game, you're walking out on the field, you're in the national anthem, kind of what's going through your head?
I think because of the delay, we didn't end up doing the national anthem. We just walked out and got into it. I think that might have made it easier, honestly, just because not as much going into it, just go out there and play. But yeah, definitely. I was a little nervous throughout the day leading up to it. Once we started playing, it was just another soccer game, and I was happy to be there.
Was there a specific tackle or a pass or a moment that you just said, "Hey, I belong. I'm here. I've worked to get here up to this point in my career"?
Something kind of like that. There's a little moment. I think I mentioned it in the post game press conference. I was running back from a corner and I looked up at the lights and I just thought, wow, this is real. And I'm here. And it felt really good.
Ethan Bartlow joining us, All American at the University of Washington. He was a defender of the year in the Pac-12. You name it, you did it. You got out of college early. That must have been a difficult decision, right? To bypass your education for 2 years and make the quick jump to Major League Soccer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think not only that, but leaving behind kind of family and close friends up there. It was definitely hard at the beginning of last year to kind of, the first part of last year, I didn't know anyone here. I knew Cello and I kind of knew Nico. But it was interesting to make all these new friends and just be away from everyone I'd been around my whole life.
The process of sort of integrating yourself in a pro team as a rookie, was that a real thing to you where, you kind of got to prove yourself to maybe some of the older veterans, you got to earn your place in the locker room. Did you get that sense through the process?
Yeah, definitely. I think guys like Tim and Z and Mikey, I think we're all like very welcoming and very kind of let me know if I need anything, they were there. But at the same time, they're kind of push you a little bit as a rookie. And I think that's something that's really good. And it was really good for me. Cause I'd kind of been through that as a freshman in college, where you get pushed around a little bit by the older guys, but it almost makes you closer.
Ethan Bartlow joining us. So to play with Teenage Adebi, that must have been a good thing. Did he help guide you a little bit in this game and calm your nerves a little bit, or was it just business as usual?
I think, I don't know that anyone necessarily helped calm my nerves. I think it was more just kind of knowing that that people were there if I needed them. And I think there was that play in the first half where Robbie Robinson dribbled at me and I ended up sliding to try to block a shot coming inside, and he had cut it. And then Teenage ended up being in there to block the second shot attempt. And I think that moment kind of showed me that everyone out there had my back. And I think Teenage and Steve and Mati and Griff and Adam, I think, just made my job so much easier and made it successful on the night.
You know, it's an interesting one for me to ask you is the differences in the pro game, and are there other additional responsibilities that maybe at this level that you have to look at, improve? Maybe it was something you didn't have to do at the college level that you do maybe now.
I think there's just kind of an increased importance on communication and knowing where you should be, where your teammates should be, and where they are at all times. And I think obviously Higuain's been around forever, and he's a solid player, but he's tricky. And so you have to kind of talk through where he is and if he's like in your blind spot or whatever. And as like the guy that can see everything as a center back, you have to really let people know where those kind of people are.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about playing against Higuain, because not everybody, that's not something that happens to everybody every day. What are some of those other subtle things outside of what you just mentioned, where he's kind of getting on the blind side of you, hiding, that maybe you don't get out of a college striker?
Yeah, definitely that. And definitely he wants to hold the ball up and he wants the ball at his feet. And so our game plan kind of going into that was to limit that as much as possible. And I think between Teenage and I and Mati and Memo, we had to keep track of him at all times and not let him kind of dictate the game.
Ethan Bartlow joining us, a high draft choice for the Houston Dynamo, University of Washington. You know, last year when you're fighting through the injury, Ethan, you know, those can be kind of lonely moments, right? You know, take us through that a little bit and kind of thoughts you had. And would you second guess anything at that point? Or was it, you know, full speed ahead, I'm going to get through this and I'm going to make my mark?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you get hurt and you're hurt for an extended period of time, and you have these setbacks, you kind of wonder, when's it going to end? And thankfully, from kind of the end of the summer on, I've been healthy since then. But yeah, definitely kind of lonely moments and just having to push through that.
So when do you find out that you're getting the start against Inter Miami? And take me through that process and just, you know, because to know you're getting the start is number one, that's something to celebrate. And then number two, you got to go out there and take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, I had a feeling throughout the week because I had been training in with the first team and like the starters. And so it wasn't too much of a shock for me when Paulo kind of told me on Friday. But definitely leading up to the game, it's nervy, man. It's just you kind of want to think about other things, like to keep yourself from being nervous.
And well, I was there Thursday and I saw you out there and I was like, I went home. I go, it sounds like maybe Ethan's going to get a start. This is going to be a great, exciting moment for him. I remember my first start as a rookie also. And it is an exciting, exciting moment, kind of a capitulation of a lot of things. So my assumption is now you want more. You're going to want more. Do you feel like you've really earned the confidence and trust of the manager?
I mean, I absolutely want more. I think I showed that I can do it. And I think I felt more confident as the game went on. And I think if the team needs me, I'm ready.
Tell me about your upbringing, because you know you're in a great soccer state. You went to a very good NCAA program in Washington. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing, some of the influences that you had at the youth level with coaches, things that really guided you or lit the fire under you when it comes to the sport of soccer, and to the point where you become a professional.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been playing soccer since I can remember. My dad was big into soccer. He actually played at Santa Clara in college. So, it was kind of instilled in me from day one. And then played club soccer, ended up going to Crossfire, which is one of the bigger clubs up in Seattle. And then when I was 16, my dad passed away from cancer. So that was it. That actually kind of pushed me more into it in a way. And then shortly after that, I got my first youth national team call up. And so that was big for me. And then coming back from that, went back to Crossfire, and then had been scouted by Washington throughout my kind of high school years. And then ended up there. I can't say enough about the staff there and my teammates there, and had some success, and here I am.
Well, first of all, condolences about your dad. I'm sure you were probably thinking about him the day you got out on that field for that start against Inter Miami. Dynamo 2, how important was you getting that 90 minutes that weekend before as far as, you know, putting yourself in contention to be a starter in this game against Inter Miami?
Yeah, I think that's big. I think Kenny does a great job in making sure everyone knows how important the Dynamo 2 is going to be and how important it is now already. And getting that 90 minutes clean sheet win was big for me for confidence and just knowing that it's a professional league, so I can do it at a professional level. Obviously, the first team's a step up from that, but definitely means a lot.
A lot of good center backs in the world. I'm curious as to who are some of the ones that you like to model your game after. And you can't say Teenager Davy or Tim Parker.
Okay, aside from them, in college, we watched a lot of Man City film, and so I ended up watching a lot of Emerick Laporte and his kind of on the ball ability, but I think right now there's no one better than Van Dijk, so if you can do some of what he's doing, then you're doing something right.
Picked a couple of good ones right there. By the way, did you see the game today between Atletico Madrid and Man City?
I caught the second half. Yeah.
You think of the game winner?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Foden with a great pass, and then De Bruyne, he's not missing from there.
Like so precise, huh? And
yeah,
two lines of five for Atletico Madrid. You're just like, God, where are they going to find space, right?
Yeah, they look almost impossible to break down. So
it's pretty crazy. Well, listen, I want to thank you for telling us a little bit about you, and we were very happy to see you get your debut. Also in a win. Tremendous job, Ethan. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it. And listen, continued success to you. Best of luck. And again, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.